Last time on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, our heroes, the workers at Griana's Meats and More, went down the Vertrivian Forest to go ahead and collect meats for the upcoming Fall Fest in Langdale, right next to their hometown of Troutbeck. Right before they left, they ran into Arthur, a small boy who was looking to find the Alarea flower for his girl crush Becca, and our heroes decided to find it for him. Also, they ran into a few giant goats, discussed their awful sleep habits, and threw a few chipmunks into a ring of death. This ring of death being a purplish-black tree that they found at the very beginning of the forest that seemed to spread the corruption towards everything around it. It had some form of magic that our heroes were not able to figure out what gives. Besides that, they finally made it to home base, where they eventually might start the big hunt, because Fall Fest is sooner than they're hoping. With that, let's keep going. All right.
Oh, Liz has received her first fan art
from herself.
I
drew my own fan art.
All right, we are going to officially jump in for tonight. Okay, we all ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
So you guys head further into the Vertrivian Forest as a team.
Wait, I thought we were already...
Further into the Vertrivian Forest as a team.
Okay.
Is the walking order still Griana, Kai, Zil, Phoebe? Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So you guys walk for a while with your, carriage and Grindel.
But I was in front. No, I stopped, right?
Yeah, Rindle, you stopped.
Rindle, become.
And you guys eventually get to your parents' storage place for the cart. And what that storage place is for the cart is, since the Vertrivian Forest leads into the mountain range that is the Might Mire. You guys told me sounded like Mike Myers.
I literally forgot we told you that, and I had the same thought. Sounds like Mike Myers.
I wrote down Mike Myers.
Mike Myers. Well, what's it actually called?
It's Might Meyer with a T.
Might Meyer.
Yeah.
Mike shit.
Yep. You guys eventually get to the hideaway. And so, as I was saying, you guys know that the Vertrivian Forest slopes into the Mike Myers mountain range. And, so that means that the terrain starts getting a little bit rougher. There's more ups and downs. There's more twists and turns. Everything gets a little crazy.
Uh-oh.
So,
falling into that rabbit hole.
Aronde hideout.
Griana.
Your family's hideout, the Aronde hideout. Tell me how to live, though. the Aronde hideout is... So you don't quite know what did this, but it's almost like a half of a hill, mm-hmm. and that there's a bunch of trees, and there's sort of an underpass. There's almost a cave made out of roots, and that the...
What are you guys talking about?
We're not talking!
We never said a word.
Okay.
I can't do stuff while I'm listening.
I just didn't know if you guys needed to talk or something.
No.
Oh,
gosh.
Sorry.
It's okay. Don't like you.
No!
Just kidding. No, continue. You're killing it.
All right.
Get into the headspace.
So, almost like a little cave made out of roots. You think maybe there used to be a river here that carved this sort of thing out. Perhaps someone had made it on purpose as a living space. You can't tell, but it's what your family has used for years.
Yeah.
So, you guys get there. What you usually do is you sort of use the carriage to block half the entrance, and then you come in the rest of the way, and that's where you usually camp out. So, do you do the same thing as normal?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, you guys get all loaded in. You pull the carriage up. You get Grendel all settled. I don't remember what time of day it was last session, because I haven't gotten into writing those things down yet. But
I mean,
we
woke up.
It was like early morning. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty, we'll just say it's like mid-morning, almost towards the afternoon. Mm-hmm. You guys spent a really long time at that tree, so it could be like 7 days later.
We just kept throwing things in like, ha-ha.
So fast.
So, you get all set up, no nap, no afternoon nap.
I don't need a nap. I'm not a baby.
No, we really like need to get going.
All right, you guys have a job to do. So, you're going on a hunt.
Oh, woo.
Tell me what you going on the hunt looks like.
Oh, well, we all suit up.
Is there any groves nearby?
Speak for yourself.
Suit up.
Last time you tried to find out if there were groves nearby.
Oh, yeah, nobody knew shit.
Everyone thought it was in a different direction.
everyone that was pretty sure it was.
That's right, that was hilarious.
But now that she's at her place, would she know?
Go ahead and roll me a nature check with disadvantage.
What would that be?
Oh, fuck. D20. Roll. Do you have a nature as a skill?
Because you fucked up so bad last time.
18.
Nature's. Nature's intelligence? You do.
Yeah, plus
so
one.
So plus three.
Oh, right.
So 21.
21.
Yeah, 21. Right, disadvantage, so roll again.
Oh, yeah. 10.
Sucks. What the heck? I rolled a 21 and you did give the.
No, it was a disadvantage because you
know.
Fucked up so bad last time.
Gosh darn it.
West. Ish.
Great.
You're pretty sure there's a grove
west-ish. Don't worry, we'll get to that grove.
Okay. As long as we get there at some point, you know?
Yeah.
It turns
could
out
even be on the way back.
I could use the specks of amethyst on my body to open up my seventh chakra and receive messages from the angels from above.
You know, absolutely not.
Roll for
angels?
Sid will gladly do
me
that.
Me and my angels are tight.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck five.
Wait, what skill would that
five
be?
I have angels.
Yeah. Oh, luck. Add your luck.
What is luck?
Oh, it's not there? Okay. So, plus zero.
I think
nope, no
luck
angels.
Would be kind of like wisdom. So.
Oh, I got good wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
A plus one in wisdom. I
mean, so, do you guys just head out as a hunting party? Do you set traps? Do you make calls? Do you rub yourselves in...
Do we rub ourselves?
Do you rub yourselves to completion? Do you rub yourselves in, like, bear urine or something to attract? How does hunting work?
I'm going to cover myself in mud. I'm going to cover myself in mud.
That's what I do.
You go over to a small little pond area and you cover yourself in mud.
Because I have prestidigitation. I can make a scent around us.
Well, we just kind of like mud.
Well, you know what? It's good for the skin.
Let's get primal, okay. Gang.
I take a handful of twigs and leaves and I put it in my half-shaved head.
Baby Skrillex.
Mud crusting. And it feels uncomfortable.
What?
Mud crusts. You know, when it, like, gets hard.
Yeah, true. It
feels a little stiff. But nothing will smell me.
So.
Okay. I don't know what to do.
Well, we're hunting.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go. I'll lead.
Okay, guys, what we need to do is suit up and get our weapons out.
I'm suited up in mud.
Yo, I'm ready.
All right, so
I'm good.
So Phoebe has mud all over her, and then I have my armor on, and Gran has her armor on, and then what about you, Kai?
I got sticks and leaves in my hair, and I also am covered in mud, but the mud don't bother me.
So we got the two mud sisters over here, and then some normies.
Oh, you're calling both of us normies?
No,
I thought you were just calling me a normie. I was like,
we're both normies.
In the fucking normie.
I know what normie means now, because my boyfriend likes the internet.
Oh my god. Okay.
So,
and we're back.
Would that offend people?
All right, guys, let's go. Let's hunt.
Let's track an animal. Let's see if there's any broken twigs.
Ooh, can I smell, what? Hold on. The list. I smell a snake.
let's talk about a few things. You can't, one, tell me what you experience
what
in this world.
What's the smell
me
of a snake?
What you try to experience. Two, if you can tell me what a fucking snake smells like, I might give it to you.
I feel like it would smell like cold lunch meat.
Hold on.
But
I know the smell.
One of you may or may not be a ranger and may or may not be experienced in tracking animals.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm a half-orc ranger.
What?
I just always forget.
Grianna,
I have powers.
I think it smells snake. It kind of has an oaky type smell with a little bit of, like, dry turkey.
Oh, sorry, that was me doing prestidigitation.
Oh, that was Zill.
Nice.
Sorry. Wow.
Grianna goes.
And then words come to Grianna. Raspy words from her father. And the raspy words, they say...
Yes, that was definitely Zill you were smelling.
And he goes, Grianna, remember.
Every forest.
It's like a crime scene.
It's like a crime scene.
There will always be clues.
He was half dead.
He's half dead at this point.
His vocal cords are half gone.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Katie May, and I'm here with my roommate Mia, who's better at sharing bad news than me because she's Southern. She has something to tell you.
I'd like to clarify, though, that I don't think I actually have a Southern accent.
Can you just tell them the bad news?
Anyways, we lost, like, 10 minutes of audio, but, you know, it's cool. It's cool
because all they did
was argue and...
And find some bear footprints.
Traps.
Bear traps? Nope. All they did was find bear...
Bear prints. Prints.
Nailed it.
Fallen, ready to go.
I'm really excited.
Fully loaded.
I am.
All right, so you guys were talking about bears. And determining whether or not to follow tracks.
I wanted to tell Phoebe.
Yeah.
Phoebe, if you can't kill a bear, that's okay. I mean, doesn't make you less of a person.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Guys, I think we should quiet down.
Yeah,
sorry.
Brianna,
we really
just
got
shed
it?
A single tear and wiped it away before anybody noticed.
I don't know. Roll a deception check.
Oh God. Oh.
Can I roll?
Yeah. Can I roll?
Can I roll perception?
And everyone else roll perception.
I rolled a 4.
I rolled a 16.
I rolled an 8.
I rolled oh gosh, a 17 plus
everybody
3.
Saw
I rolled
her.
A 20.
Everyone saw you quickly wipe away a tear.
It's because it was nice
hey,
of you to
are
say
you okay?
that. No, it's yeah. It was really nice of you to say that to her. To
hey.
Her. To Phoebe. I love when my employees get along.
Phoebe gives Brianna a knowing look and winks.
I thought you were going to say a hug.
Oh, that too. That sounds like a good idea.
Everybody goes in for a group hug.
There we go. You guys, we
and
got
then
this.
I come in from behind and I squish everyone a little too tight.
Okay. Maybe, but Phoebe likes it.
Yeah,
ooh.
Phoebe's used to my hugs.
We're roommates. We're
yeah, friends. She's used to my hugs. That's how I calm her down when she has her night terrors.
We're big and smalls.
I've heard Phoebe does like being manhandled though. Like I really heard Phoebe likes being just totally dominated. You know?
Oh, she is into Barb.
Please don't sexualize my note.
Please don't sexualize me. No.
So guys,
what the fuck are you doing about these bears?
So these bears. Okay, these bears.
I say let's follow the tracks and hush, hush. So we can hear something.
Follow
come.
Them carefully, right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so.
Which
I just don't
want to
die.
Let's follow
which
the tracks.
You're not
going to
die. How many times right, do
so
I have to tell you this?
Tracks?
I'm sorry.
I will not let you die, Zill. I will not let you die.
You guys, let's keep in mind we are just shopping
okay.
for inventory pretty much, but in the forest and we have to kill him. So we're not going to die. We're going to be back at Fall Fest before we all know it. Let's go slowly walk, pace. Retrace the bear steps,
right.
Following the tracks, and remember, if the bear attacks you, just act really big.
So, you
bigs.
As the ranger are tracking.
Majority of us, not Phoebe.
So, you as the ranger are tracking, following the tracks to the best of your ability.
Yes.
All right. And are all of you being stealthy?
Oh, yeah.
Hell
yes.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to need everyone to make a stealth check. And Carly, I will need you to, on top of your stealth check, roll a nature check.
So, 12. My stealth 12. Is going to go ahead and be a... Nice, 13.
What'd you do?
11. And then my nature check, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
8 plus, so 11.
Okay.
Yeah, things aren't going too well, I guess.
You get a little turnaround, and you all are trying to be pretty quiet, but you guys aren't the most quiet people, you know. And,
Fuck, I shouldn't have worn these metal boots.
I shouldn't have worn my clangy armor.
But eventually, you get lost, and you find the tracks again.
Great.
And you're refilled with hope, and eventually, you, off in the distance, see two small little tufts.
Oh, they're
little
cute.
Poofs.
No.
Stop it. I'm going to, like, cry and relax.
Little black little poofs.
Okay.
They're
is this, like,
eating,
Brother Bear?
Eating some fruit.
We're not at the Grove yet, right?
Nope.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Are they cubs?
They are the
Brianna
cubs.
Passes out.
Brianna
passes out, and she's a huge half-orc ranger, so she makes a boom.
Oh, no.
I lift Brianna over my shoulder.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. All right. So, Brianna falls on the ground because she faints.
Can I try to catch her?
Yeah, you can try to catch her, Zill. Roll a strength check.
10.
What? Are you trying to catch her? Are you a gnome trying to catch a half-orc?
I
don't
want
to
try.
I can catch her.
No, you've said you're going to try. Go ahead and roll a strength check.
And I got a 10.
All right.
She rolled a four.
You don't. Yeah, you both try to go and catch her, and you basically just do a little bit more than falling, which is just being very quickly pushed to the ground underneath Grianna's
or maybe,
weight.
What if, like, we try to catch her, but, like, I tried to catch her from the side, so, like, my hands just, like, go
yeah,
back to
my
sides.
Yeah, your hands are now a little bit pinned, though. It'll take what? Some... Well, I mean...
Did I go down with her?
I mean, did you try to stop her fall? Did you try to make sure...
Am I dead?
No, you're fine. You don't take any damage or anything, but you see the small little... Out. The little cubs, their head peek up. Oh. Alert. And then you hear...
God. I take out my hands from underneath her.
Mm-hmm. And then you hear...
I'm having a hard time with this.
A slightly angrier...
That's
from
the mama.
Behind you.
Ooh. Oh.
Smelling salts, prestidigitation, wake up, Brianna.
And it is Mama Bear.
Once again, I would like to say prestidigitation, smelling salts on Brianna
it's
to wake
so
her
cute.
Up.
Please don't do that. I don't want to be
Roll
away from
Roll initiative.
Uh-huh.
No.
7. Grianna, roll.
12.
I'm not awake.
Do I add anything to this?
You still gotta roll.
You roll, you add your, there's a little
10,
thing that says initiative.
Oh, 13.
Okay, so you're 13. What are you?
10.
11.
I want to try and scare the bear off. So
what
we
were
can't
you,
kill it.
7.
Okay. And then let me just. Oh, well, that wasn't much. Better.
I have an idea. I have intimidation. Can I try and scare the bear away so we can't kill it and we don't die?
Yeah.
Is that what
we do? Bear is one of the meats we need.
Yeah.
All right. Phoebe, you get to go first.
What are you doing?
I want to try and scare it away.
All right.
I have intimidation.
Tell me how you scare it away.
Oh, I have intimidation as one of my things.
Yeah, but you'd have to tell me how you intimidate
it. I wave my arm and I scream and I throw rocks at it.
Oh my god.
You throw a rock at it?
We should make a movie based off this quest. A woman, like an all-woman cast
mm-hmm.
of like basically like warriors going in to get meat from the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Go
ahead and roll that intimidation check.
Okay.
And they, like,
20.
You natural 20 did.
Yeah, yes, she exploded.
No.
All right.
I will save this bear's life.
All right. All right.
I want it to be like a pebble that you just throw.
You throw a rock at it and tell me what you say to it, or are you just screaming and waving?
Get
it
out of here, bear.
All right.
Save yourself and your children.
The bear.
Children.
And actually runs the other way. Do any of you try to pursue it?
Don't you dare. Mm-hmm.
I mean, guys, it is on the list.
Do you try to pursue it?
No.
All right. So a bear.
You're welcome.
The bear leaves your sight into the thick brush of the woods that you are in, and you can still see two very scared-looking cubs hiding in a bush.
Cuties. Can I look around?
Are we out of initiative?
I don't know. Are you?
I don't think so.
Are you killing those cubs for sweet meat?
No.
I need to know.
I'm not.
I'm not hurting a bear.
Grianna, go ahead and roll me a constitution.
Crow looks like he's actually crying.
6.
9.
9.
Plus?
Plus 3 is 12.
All right. You come to.
Saving throws is plus your... What's its?
Sure. Your provision? What?
Yeah, you have the proficiency because she has a constitution isn't the same throw. Never mind, I was looking at the wrong thing.
Oh gosh, what happened? Says Grianna. You guys, wait, did the bears get away?
The mom did. There's still two cubs.
The mom didn't take the cubs with her? What's wrong with her? What a bad mom.
She was scared.
Phoebe scared her away by throwing a rock at her.
I'm really scared.
Okay.
The only reason
okay.
I didn't kill that bear is because it really bothered Phoebe.
Well,
really
you know what?
The cubs
have barely any meat. The cubs have barely any meat. We're not going to kill them.
Well, no,
cubs.
We're not killing cubs. I mean, that goes against my morals.
Listen, yeah, I mean, a chipmunk was enough for today.
Okay.
Yeah.
I justify this by saying the people we're giving meat to are desperate. We're their only meat source. If we get all the other meats and we're just missing one... You know, bear is the least exotic on there.
That's very true. Everyone goes for the goats.
Snakes.
It doesn't say we have to get bear.
Exactly.
It
These
doesn't.
Are just the meats they like.
We don't have to get all of the meat that's on there. It's just like the favorite meats.
We already have like two giant goats.
We kill a bear.
Yeah,
and
but
bird.
We have that's not gonna us to feed.
Two giant goats. This is just me saying it.
Yeah,
this
let's
is not
our
Zill
menu right now.
This is not Zill speaking.
Oh.
Two giant goats probably aren't gonna be enough for an entire feast.
No, we need two giant goats. We need a few flying snakes.
Listen,
we need a lot of flying
snakes.
I
will kill every other animal we see here to make up for this, but I just could not let that bear die.
Well, those bears had such cute eyes.
I respect that, Phoebe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, as the world's best boss, based off the pin you guys gave me, I still have it in my office.
I thought you were wearing it.
Yeah. And I put it on before we left on the quest, so I'm wearing it right now. I am going to respect your morals.
Thank you.
Yes, and though I am a ruthless killer, and wish we could kill those baby cubs, bears, I wish with all my heart.
But I thought you didn't want to.
Shh! That's a secret.
I'm sorry.
Nothing.
What'd you say?
No, nothing.
I was just projecting.
Okay. So, I'm going to listen to everyone's morals here. It's just like religion. If you can't eat, pig, and you're Jewish.
Yeah, because Judaism exists in the world I've built.
Yes. I'm just saying in this other world that I've heard of. I'm not going to... I'm not going to make you eat pig in this other weird world dimension. But in this dimension, if your favorite animal is bear, we will not kill the bear. We'll make the menu around it. I want you to continue to work for me. I really appreciate your guys' dedication to meats and more.
Zill, were you going to say something?
I forgot.
That's okay.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, everyone. I'm sorry for being difficult.
No. Thank you for being honest.
Yes.
You're a good human, Phoebe.
Mm-hmm. I'm a gnome.
And just like that, you guys were back to square one.
All right.
What comes next?
Keep heading to the grove.
Go to the grove. Let's get onto that flower.
I carve "I'm sorry" into bark for Griana because I feel bad.
Okay.
And Griana, I took it off the tree and I gave it to her.
Griana looks at it and goes, it looks at her like, don't fuck this up, okay? It's kind of like a
apology bark.
It's kind of like, I forgive you, but that was close.
Could I do a perception check?
You guys heading back?
We're going
You're going forward toward the grove. Sorry, I knew that. I just said the wrong words.
What time of day is it?
I do want to be keeping an eye out, obviously.
Obviously, you guys are hunting. So on your way, you get a few rabbits. You stuff them in your packs.
A few rabbits.
I got it.
Four rabbits were harmed in the
Everybody gets
of this
one.
Film.
Where's my pencil?
Sorry.
And who's leading?
Me.
No, Griana, because she's leading to the grove.
Griana's leading.
Alright, yeah, I'm leading. I'm leader.
Go ahead and roll a perception check.
All of us are just her.
Just her.
19 plus 2. So 21.
Perceptive.
I am very perceptive.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I'm very smart.
So you feel really bad about that whole bear thing. And right in the throes of your guilt, you're looking up, cursing yourself a little.
Curse me.
That's a flying snake nest.
Oh my god. I looked up, cursing myself, and I saw a flying snake nest.
Sorry, I just realized how ridiculous Dungeons & Dragons was.
Alright.
Yep, so you see a flying snake nest. But you know they're semi-nocturnal, so they're probably sleeping.
They're sleeping.
Now is the perfect time.
Yeah.
To strike.
Hey guys,
it's pretty far up in a 20-30-foot tree.
Is anyone really good at jumping?
I'm good at being
No one
just
can jump
me.
20
Oh my gosh,
to 30
yeah.
Feet.
I'll throw me. I'll throw Phoebe.
We have 20 to 30 feet to jump.
Perfect. I'll throw Phoebe.
Anyone got moon shoes in their inventory?
Phoebe, I want to throw Phoebe up in the air. Can we please jump?
So we got one big girl, one small girl. Let's do some cheerleading and do some throws.
All right.
Yes.
I am going to
need
Phoebe to roll an
acrobatics. I was actually a cheerleader in high school.
No way, Zill. You're a magician.
I was a cheerleader in high school.
Zill was.
I was.
Zill. Okay. All
That's
right.
That's really cute.
All right. I'm going to need Phoebe to roll an acrobatics check, and I'm going to need 20. Kai to roll a strength check.
She's getting all these crits.
Am I helping?
Sure.
Yes.
You did not specify that you were helping.
Well.
Okay. If you say that you're helping now, throw a roll a strength check.
17.
7.
Well,
way
Zill's
to help.
Helping. So, 2, 4, 6, you load up onto One arm.
I cheer. Hoot. I, like, I'm hoot. Trying to help.
Hoot.
I make this cheer, okay?
Okay.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we throw up in an 8?
How long did you do cheerleading?
Many years. Not right, too ready, long, Phoebe? Like yep. 2 minutes.
All right. All right, you throw Phoebe up into the air. Phoebe makes it up about 10 feet, she grabs onto a branch, and hoists herself up.
Go, Phoebe, go, Phoebe, go!
You
go
still Phoebe, have 15
go,
feet
go,
up!
Go, Phoebe, go, Phoebe, go!
15 go, more, go, Phoebe, two times! Roll a dexterity check.
Wait.
And if you're trying to be stealthy, roll a stealth check.
I use minor illusion to start making, like, confetti. Go, Phoebe.
And if you're rolling a stealth check, roll a...
It rolled off the table onto the floor and is a 20.
All right, so you start expertly climbing. Please roll a stealth saving throw with disadvantage because there's now confetti everywhere.
Well, I'm not throwing it up 20 feet in the air.
Oh, I thought you were making confetti.
I'm making confetti around
all
us on the ground.
All of a sudden, Zill has pom-poms. Okay. Zill suddenly emerges with pom-poms.
5.
Yeah, so you're climbing real fast, but not very quietly.
I mean, it's technically a 6.
And yep.
I don't know what's happening.
You hear a
that's a snake.
And then you can tell one snake is waking up and then waking up the other snakes. And then out of the woodworks comes 1, 2.
They're all flying?
3. 4. 5 flying snakes.
Oh my god.
5 flying snakes that are flying around everywhere. Everyone roll initiative.
Holy shit.
Phoebe's like,
okay. Fuck yeah.
Shit.
13.
17.
15.
We're the same.
15.
All right, sorry, we're going to go around, and I'm going to... Oh, I should just do all the snakes at once. I'm not a dumb idiot. I'm not going to do 5 snake initiatives. Why would I do that? All right. The median of those rolls was that plus the oh fuck okay so they are that so Kai what were you
17
all right Phoebe what were you
15
all right
15
I'm sorry
all right Brianna
what
was your initiative
I'm 13
all right and Zill
13.
All right, Kai, you were up first. So there are 5 flying snakes.
Holy shit. All right. Let's see.
This is all out. My marker's all dry.
How tall is a whip?
How long is a whip?
About 20 feet.
Yeah,
that's
long.
Fucking that's sure.
All right. I take my spear and I aim for just the snakes.
Okay.
Phoebe!
Do you have a...
What up? I'm good. I'm good.
You were asking something?
No.
Okay.
Because a spear's gonna shrek that.
Okay, well, I have a spear, a javelin, a whip, or
do
a
what you
morning
want
star.
All right, so you throw a spear at just one of the closest snake, I assume.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead and roll.
Ooh! Oh, well, I rolled a 17
plus 6,
so that's a 23.
23? You're going to hit that motherfucking snake. Go ahead and roll damage.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. A spear's a... Oh, this is a decent... 5. Thank you.
Don't say thank you. I didn't help you.
Oh.
Your spear goes flying up. Pierces the snake like a kebab, and the spear with the snake on it hits the ground about 20 feet away.
Sweet.
First snake.
Hey,
down.
Boss, look! I got one!
Dang! Oh my god, that's great! That's great. Wait, is it, it's, so it's dead, right? It's dead now? You pierced it?
I'm guessing.
Okay, alright, add that to the bag. Add that to the inventory.
Alright, sweet.
So we got one snake down, you guys.
We got 4 more to go.
4 more to go.
All right, next up is Phoebe.
Wait, I have a question, DM.
Yeah.
How big are these snakes? Have you said?
So these snakes are like medium snake size. They're not like a huge medium snake.
Because of this feast, like it might be pretty big. It's a feast.
Pretty big feast.
So I think we need about 10 snakes.
Okay, well, there are five in this nest, so.
Ah, shit. Okay.
So,
I'm going to try and do an
elf. And they are varying stripes of green and yellow and black.
Oh, man.
That's cute.
A snake.
I'm going to try and do a little eldritch blast and pop one out of the air so it falls.
Okay.
Well, I'm close enough. Closer.
Do you have spell slots left?
That's a cantrip.
Oh yeah.
Damn. Do you know what Eldritch Blast does? I forgot to make you a spell
it's
sheet.
It's like Sith Lord Lightning. I think. I don't know.
I got it.
You got it?
A beam of cackling energy streaks toward a creature within range. Make a spell ranged attack against a target. On a hit, the target takes 1d10 force damage. And yeah. Has a range of 120 feet.
Okay.
So
roll a d20.
Seven.
Add your spellcasting modifier.
It's going to be on your spell list sheet.
Yeah, she's right. So 11.
Your Eldritch Blast is nothing with those pesky flying snakes. It just flits right to the left and then back and just goes in a very mocking way, that fucking snake.
That's cool.
All right. All right.
What?
There are four snakes still up.
Nope,
the snakes rolled a higher initiative than you did.
Can I say something about Griana really quick?
Yeah, say something about Griana really quick.
Griana may be having urges to become vegetarian, but she's never really liked snakes. They really freak her out, so she's okay with killing these still.
Okay, well, one of them is going to attack each of you.
Great.
So. All right. We're just going to be very fair and very democratic. It's going to go in the way that they rolled. So the first snake saw it.
Those were words.
More strokes.
All right, so the first snake saw its lovely brother being speared like a kebab, and it is very upset with you, and it flies down. Head dive straight towards you, fangs bared, and you just like swat it out of the way like a fly, and you manage to dodge. However, Phoebe does a 23 hit you. Is a 23 higher than your AC?
Yeah.
All right. Well, something told me that was going to be the case.
I think I might be dead.
So, I'm just going to get these dice real quick. And you are going to take 5 damage, 4 of which is poison.
That's fine.
Okay. Should I write that on the little thingy?
Yeah, take away your health
poison.
Points.
Oh, she's got half left.
Is it hit
she's fine.
Or health point?
Both.
Okay, that was half my health.
Cool.
You're fine. She's got 5 left.
All right, and then, hey, Griana?
Yep.
Does a 20 hit your initiative?
I rolled 13. Did we roll again?
No.
What's your AC? Sorry, did I say initiative?
Yeah. This is your armor class.
My armor class is 14.
You're okay. So an 18 does indeed hit, or whatever I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
20. So 20.
I said 20. You're right. It is 20.
Oh no.
You explode 20.
What's your health point?
Oh fuck.
My health. Oh, my hit point maximum is 11.
All right, well, you're going to take 8 points of damage because a snake just, like, comes shooting down at you and bites into your neck. And now you can see it's trying to coil around you.
For some reason, I don't have any hit points.
Oh, God, get me down.
What do you mean you don't
tree?
Have any hit points?
My current
Maybe
hit
I'll
points are there.
No, yeah, so your current hit points is 11, and now you subtract whatever I just fucking nailed you for, 8. So now you have 3 hit points.
Fuck.
If I fall from this tree, will I die?
Yeah. You will take some damage, indeed.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Zill, does a 9 get you?
No.
Cool. So a snake comes at you and you like run a little bit to the side and you manage to avoid a mad snake. Then it is both Griana and Zill's turn, so you two get to decide who wants to go first.
Wait, between us two?
Yeah, between you. You rolled the same initiative.
You go first.
Okay. I'm freaking out a bit, but I gotta channel. I gotta get calm. I gotta get over this. This is my chance to step up a little bit. I'm gonna use.
From Brooklyn.
I got one spell slot left for today. Okay. I wasted my one trying to use Tasha's Hideous Laughter on a goat because I'm a fucking idiot.
Yes, I remember this now.
So I only have one spell slot left. Hopefully I won't need it later. God. I am going to channel what? Nothing. Oh, fuck. No, I don't want to use it.
No, go for it.
No, the laugh made me not want to use it.
I just enjoyed that hope that this is going to be the worst that it got. Hey, it could be you guys could nap after this. You're fine.
Yeah, do I regain spell slots after that?
You napped after the last one, so you should have it back.
Did I regain?
No, you didn't nap, but if you nap now, you have a chance to regain spell slots, right? You regain like
if I take a long rest?
You know, short rests. I thought you
regained. I took a short rest before. Did I regain it back?
Did you take a short rest at the Grove?
I took a short rest when we were sleeping.
Not at the Grove, sorry. Oh, yeah, you took a... Yeah, on a short rest, you're fine.
Oh, then I have two spell slots left? Fuck this! Yeah, I'm using a spell.
You know, okay. We're new, so guess what? You're fine for now.
Yeah.
I'll learn the actual rule at some point.
Yeah. Okay, so guys, I'm gonna use a spell...
Oh, God.
...that my mentor taught me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Said it was one of the most useful spells one could ever learn.
Who's Samantha. Your mentor again?
My mentor, you don't know her.
Okay.
This spell is called Magic Missile.
Whoa. You could do some good damage here.
So I create three glowing darts of magical force. Each dart hits a creature of your choice that I can see within range.
Mm-hmm.
A dart deals 1d4 force damage.
Okay.
It's instantaneous. It doesn't say I have to roll for it.
Yep.
Need 3d4s?
Oh, yeah, you're still
It just immediately does damage?
Yeah, it says instantaneous.
Okay.
It doesn't say I have to roll for it.
Sounds right to me. Sure. We don't like rules here. We like fun.
Yeah! Magic missile!
I need to know before you roll, are you sending them to all different snakes? Are you sending them to the same snake?
Ooh, yeah, I'm sending them all to different snakes. All
right, you were sending them all
to
different snakes.
The one that hit Phoebe, the one that tried to attack me, and the one that hit Griana.
Okay.
And, like, when I do it, I rub my hands together, and my wristbands are just there doing what they do best. And I go, Magic Missile!
The
first one is a 5.
Oh shit, you add damage to your d4?
A dart deals 1d4 plus 1 force damage.
Alright. Okay.
The next one does 4.
Okay.
And the next one does 5.
Alright, and just like that, two of the snakes come falling out of the sky and onto the ground. The one that went after Kai and the one that went after you.
Yes.
It's my snake slot.
Wait, no, not Kai. I didn't.
Sorry, not sorry, 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 sorry.
It's either Phoebe or.
It's the one that attacked Phoebe and the ones that attacked you. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, God.
I got you, Phoebe.
Thank you.
Thunk to the ground. The only bad part is like, magic missile does unkind things to the body it hits.
Oh, that's funny.
Sorry.
So you will have to assess the damage when you are closer later. All right.
It's only force damage.
That means it's Griana's turn.
I would actually... Go, boss. Wait, can I get my spear out?
You get your spear out?
I'm getting my spear out. I'm gonna fucking spear these guys.
All right, roll.
I'm gonna make a kebab.
There are two left.
Dead, right?
Okay. I'm gonna two
Are you
kebab.
Going after the wounded one or the one that's still at full health?
I'm going for the one that hit me. Okay.
The one that's wounded.
The one that's wounded.
You just get it out of the way.
14 plus, what would I do?
Your spear plus 5.
Plus 5, 19. So 19.
You hit that snake.
Whoa!
Go
snake
ahead and roll damage.
Hit that snake for me. All right, and that's a d6, right?
You tell me, pal.
Yeah,
what
does it say? 1d6 plus 3.
Well, that's not a d6. That's a d8. D6 is Monopoly dice.
My fucking dice. Okay. 4 plus 3, 7.
That snake is kabob.
Oh. Hey. Oh, dinner is on.
Hell yeah, boss.
There's still one left though, but it's fine.
Let's all right, hopefully. One more snake left, and Phoebe. It's Kai.
Oh, Kai.
All right, Phoebe, this one's for you.
Thanks, babe.
Do you shout that to her?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are they dating?
I don't know.
No,
okay. No, I whisper that. To,
yeah, she whispers that to Grandma.
I whisper that to Grandma.
I try not to get into my
natural 20.
You didn't tell me what you did, so the D20 doesn't count. I will be ruthless about this. You did not tell me what you were doing, so that dice roll was to exist, and you rolled a natural 20. Congrats on your critical existing.
You did exist.
All right. Well, I'm gonna take my spear again.
Your spear's 20 feet away from you.
I'm gonna take one of my javelins.
What's your speed?
My speed is 30 feet.
Oh, throw your fucking javelin.
Okay.
Javelins and spear.
Didn't she, isn't it right by her because she just swatted it away because it
That's
came
true.
At her?
That's true.
No, the spear was the first thing.
No, she threw
snake.
It. She threw it.
No, I'm talking about the other snake.
This other snake's next to me because I...
Oh, you're talking about getting her spear.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, okay.
The snake that is alive is pretty close to you. It's probably within about 5 feet.
Oh, maybe I should just use my hands.
Do you have weapons?
Yeah, I'll use a javelin.
Yeah. Do you have melee weapons?
Yep, she has a morning star.
I
that's gonna fucking
star.
That's gonna like a weapon. It's gonna explode it.
Think about the smaller than me.
I know, that's yeah. Alright, I take my javelin.
And you try to shank it?
Yep.
Alright, roll two shots.
By the head so the meat's good.
Alright.
And I got a 15.
Yay.
You spear it, but in the middle of its body, go ahead and roll damage.
3.
Plus?
No. 1 plus it's 2.
That's
3.
Yeah, that snake is alive. It grazed the bottom half of it.
Oh, my fucking
and
game.
And it flits away from you a little. Phoebe,
my
you're
game.
Up. You're still in a tree.
Yeah.
Still for you, Phoebe.
You're still very much in tree.
Oh, wait. Can I try and do another Eldritch Blast and own some snakes?
Boy, can you ever.
Cool. That's what I'm doing.
Let's go.
14 plus...
What's your... Oh, 120 feet.
Spell beat... 18.
All right, roll damage.
Is Sid going to have to make a dexterity saving throw to get out of the way or something?
Is it a radius effect?
I don't know. I just assume, like, if they're near each other. Let me...
Go ahead and...
Pop it up.
That up.
20.
Nope, that's not how you roll damage.
Woo!
Damage is 1d10, right?
20 damage.
Which one is d10? Is this 1d10?
We're gonna make you a spell sheet at break. Don't let me forget.
No, it's not a radius.
This
okay.
But I don't know. I don't
six.
Know how like it looks
the
if they're like in front of
the
one.
This is a test.
No. I'm not gonna help.
No.
I think it's this one.
D10?
Where's the 12 on it though?
Wow.
This is a D10.
Mm-mm. That's a D12.
Whoa, that's not a D10.
This is a D10. This. Oh, right?
Nah, this
it has
is
big
a
numbers
D10.
On it. Okay.
She
it's
did it.
Part of it.
What?
Sid is correct.
10.
Oh,
no,
because
it goes by tens. It counts by tens. That's why it's called
Wait.
A D10.
And just like that.
No, it's a 1 because
oh,
it's.
Shit.
She's the tens. So
oh.
It's
and.
A 1. On this one, the 0-0 is a 10.
Oh.
See, this is like a regular D10, and when you combine the two, it's a D100. So it'd be like...
So just like that, you blast the snake's tail off, but the snake is still flying.
Oh, Phoebe. Nice.
And we're down to snake. Snake.
Snake.
Snake.
Sorry, I don't know dice either, guys.
All right. Snake is going to come after Kai.
Sweet.
And it crits.
Fuck.
So, this is going to be fun for you and I now. This snake is knows it's probably going to go out, so it wants to go out. Habitin.
Habitin.
So.
Habitin.
One, two, three. Okay.
I imagine this.
What's your hit point?
My what?
She has full health right now, 17.
17? Okay, so...
Fucking tank. Damn, super beefy.
Right.
Damn, you're so beefy.
Dude, you're like super beefy.
I
you take
born with it.
You take 14 points of damage.
You're nice. Fucking kidding me.
I am not fucking kidding.
Holy shit! 14?
That snake...
Damn. Hey, you still got 3
that is
health.
A vicious snake.
You're fine.
3? We're the same level.
You know, your Adam's apple?
Oh.
That's being snaked right now.
What?
It's straight.
Oh, it's latched on.
Guys, we should know about these snakes.
The snake is literally on her Adam's apple. She has an Adam's apple.
I mean, we all kind of.
Yeah, but
like.
Oh my God!
Grossing me out to touch.
Okay. And just like that, it's Griana and Zil's turn.
Me?
Please,
me first.
Yeah, you go first.
How far is... I imagine Kai is not far.
10 feet, yeah.
Is it, like, flailing around? Like,
yes.
While it's on her?
Yes.
Can I try to hit it off with my quarterstaff?
Yeah! Sure!
Zil?
Don't fuck this...
17.
Don't fuck it up. Alright, yeah, go ahead and roll damage.
4.
You just like
batter up.
What you do is you manage. Tell me about your quarterstaff. Does it just have a kind of a bulbous end, or are there any little hooky things on it?
I imagine it is.
Hold for train.
Go for 10. Go for 10. What did I just say?
You've been taking a long
go
time.
For 10.
Go for 10.
I mean,
and
imagine it's like, there's like a little hooky.
All right, so you manage to get it by one of the hookies, and you throw it to the ground, and just like that, the snake has done its time, and it passes into the afterlife.
Whoa.
Y'all have killed some snakes.
How many snakes?
Don't fuck with us!
You have killed 5 snakes.
Wow.
Three of which are considered damaged, I think.
Three damage?
Is there any meat?
You said we have
sinful?
To inspect them.
Three damage, so we can only use two snakes.
I think there's 2 damaged snakes.
So, 2 damaged snakes.
Is there any
meat?
Because
you speared
you
one
from
pretty
them?
Bad in the middle. Yeah, you can definitely get meat from these snakes.
Okay, so let's just say we have, three and a half snakes?
2 damage. I got
no,
it.
No, you have 5 snakes, just like some of them are just like not as pretty
good.
Meat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not as pretty.
Could some of them make it down?
They could be made into like stews.
Oh, I'll catch you, Phoebe.
But you're almost dead.
You shouldn't maybe try to climb down. Here's what I think, Phoebe. Oh, God. Maybe just try to climb down carefully. We'll be here to spot you.
Spot. It's a cheerleading term.
Phoebe, oh, my God, you are still strong enough.
Oh, my God, it's almost like I gave you guys health potions.
Oh, I'm going to drink a health potion first.
I got to pop a health potion really quick.
Should I just have my health? I don't know.
Also, but, like, if you drink them now, there's no, like, magic wood. Health potions.
Well, I have 1 and 4.
Can we each have 2. Oh no, we each have 1.
And just know that like long rest doesn't necessarily mean sleeping. You could just go back and be safe.
Since I climbed up so agilely, do I have to roll again for climbing down?
Yes, you have to roll for climbing down.
We got you. We'll
Am
spot you.
All
right. No, you're fine. You just it feels like it's burning.
13 plus dexterity, right?
Would it be acrobatics?
Yeah, acrobatics.
So 14.
You get down. You're fine. It's not like
go team.
It's not pretty looking, but you get down.
And stick the landing.
Can I go wash this mud off me?
Well,
I'm
gonna
go wash
here,
this mud off.
Here, prestidigitation. I clean you off.
Let's go to the hot springs,
guys. How close? Do you know?
Yeah, you know what? Let's go to the hot springs. Take a nice rest.
Yeah. Where are the hot springs again?
Oh gosh,
guys, the Grove. If there's like a tiny like pond or something in the Grove, we can go swimming in that too.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to continue onwards?
Yep, let's go to the Grove. I like
unless you guys
want to
go back and take a rest.
Well,
some of you did get hurt.
Is there any way we can rest at the Grove? Like
I'm gonna play my DM hand a little bit. If you go back and rest, you may or may not level up.
Let's go back and rest.
Yeah.
Not that would be the case.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Thank you, DM.
I didn't know of a way to subtly say that. I thought that you guys were gonna level up between like first and second session, but then you only fought 2 goats, and I was like, they haven't earned it yet. But now you guys make it your way back to camp. No bears.
Is it far?
No, it's about an hour's walk, maybe.
Four.
Not for adventurers, it's
not.
Yeah,
I'm not only a beginning adventurer.
All right, well, not anymore. For you all have reached level 2.
Yes,
we are going to take a break, and we are going to level everyone up. We are going to print Phoebe out a spell sheet, and then we will continue.
Hey guys, and thanks for listening to this episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. We've had a really good time since we put the podcast out. There's been an absolute outpour of support, so thank you for the tweets, thank you for the nice reviews on iTunes, and thank you to the fan art. My players can die happy. As you can see, we are experimenting with audio setup, so you should see only improvements from here. This was better, but I don't think it's best. We're gonna keep trying, though. And I hope you'll stick around to see what happens when the players aren't just fighting beasts to eat later. I've got some really exciting things planned that they are determined to put off for as long as possible. But if you believe in their abilities as a group, please go ahead and find us out on Twitter at DungeonsDice. You can go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes. We read them all. We talk about them in our Facebook chat. And if you like the theme, you can go ahead and find Cameron at CamBop on Twitter. And besides that, I just think that I'm really excited to show you guys next week's episode because they start actually diving in. So I will see you guys next week where our adventure will continue.